You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying, featuring conversations on love, sex, and relationships from three sassy ladies. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, Just Saying.
Hey y'all, it's Friday night. Welcome to Just Saying. I'm Diane Valentine. I am hosting tonight. Thank you for joining me and your other two favorite girlfriends for another hour of some happy hour conversation. So let me introduce you to my co-host, the beautiful, the amazing, please welcome Mrs. April Daniels.
Hi everyone. Hello ladies.
And next to April, the fly girl, the latest resident in LA, our girl, Mrs. Jennifer Williams.
Woo!
So ladies, what have you been up to this week?
Oh my gosh, well I just came straight from the airport because I had to travel this weekend, so.
Anywhere fun?
Well, yes. I don't know if I'm allowed to disclose. Yes, before the new season of Tamar and Vince.
Okay, so, okay. Yes,
it was
all
fun.
Right.
It was exciting.
Good.
Can't wait for everybody to see it. Yeah.
That's fun.
Yes, yes.
Jay, how about you?
So, nothing super exciting. I'm trying to just get settled in LA. I'm still getting my house together, working on work-related things.
Right.
So, nothing crazy yet, but hopefully something crazy this weekend.
Have you gotten homesick yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
Good.
I've just been so busy trying to get settled and find my way, so I haven't gotten homesick yet.
Okay.
It's still settling in that
right.
I live here. I'm driving down Sunset like, is this really my house, my home, where I live? So it's sinking in.
Good, good. And is Gia getting adjusted?
Gia,
yes.
Absolutely.
Jennifer has this cutest little miniature dog that's really like a little woman.
Yes. So Gia has a birthday coming up in 2 weeks, and she absolutely loves LA. I think just because, first of all, my dog is from Puerto Rico.
Oh,
I bought her in Puerto Rico when I was on vacation with my mother 10 years ago.
Wow.
And she does not like the cold weather.
Yeah,
no. So she's not a fan of New York.
Yeah.
So she absolutely loves LA.
That is so
she's
funny.
She's a Cali girl. I just bought her this cute little hoodie that says I love LA.
Yeah, listen, that's amazing. Like, when you know your dog can tell you, like, no, I think this is better.
Right,
you know,
right.
Right.
She's happy.
Well, you must be staying for a long time then, because if G is happy,
right.
I guess. I mean, if I could find a man, I'll be here even longer.
Okay, well,
it's coming.
Listen, I think after tonight's topic, you might do that.
You're going to be getting lots of inquiries, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Hit that DM.
What about you, Dave?
I have been crazy bananas because, you know, MegaFest is next week.
Yes.
And so I'm teaching an empowerment session at MegaFest. And I got to tell you, I'm like so nervous.
Oh,
my God. I'm like, Lord, what am I going to say? Like, I feel like I'm not worthy to, like, speak at that platform. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely, you are.
Right.
You know?
You were called to do it.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. And y'all know I'm an out-of-order Christian. I am out of order.
Me too. There's some out-of-order Christians that need to be reached. And if you're the person that God selects, then so be it.
That is so true. Thank you. Thank you, Miss April. So I'm trying to figure out my session. I'm still writing it and I'm super nervous. Like, my hands are sweating just even talking about it. Oh God, Lord. Oh God, Lord, it's going to be crazy. But if you guys are in Dallas, come and join me. I'll be at the Dallas Convention Center next Saturday. Session is at 1:30. Yeah.
Nice.
1:30.
For you.
Yeah. I'm super nervous. So
I'm excited. It'll be good.
Y'all send up prayers for me. My mic don't break. I don't fall on my entrance.
No, we're not going to put that in the universe.
No. Get out of here.
Yes.
We bind that in the name of Jesus.
Yes. So it is Friday night. I've been sitting in traffic for 2 hours. So I can't wait to hear what the cocktail is.
Well, tonight's cocktail is compliments of Tiny's tequila, and it's called the Tiny Drop.
Okay.
And in this one, it is the Tiny's Tequila Lime Light, the Bungalow 23 Blueberry Lemon Drop, uh-huh. Lemon Juice, Triple Sec, and Saint Germain.
Oh.
Yes. So
it's a lovely spicy mine already. And it's absolutely amazing.
Is it yummy?
I needed it. I was in traffic too. I'm like, this is damn traffic here.
Welcome to LA.
Yeah. I'm driving.
Cheers.
My
Cheers.
It's an hour. Ooh. Ooh. We off chilling. My teenies. I'm spilling on the mic.
Oh,
sorry.
My gosh. We are just, no,
oh,
we
that's
have,
good.
We have not been sipping on it
that
before.
That is good.
I was.
Yummy. That's good.
And I have all my.
Thank you, Tiny's Tequila. All right, guys. So let's jump into our show tonight. So we discovered that whenever we talk about sex is when you guys tune in the most. So we thought we would kind of figure out a new way to talk about sex since we just can't talk about our bedrooms all the time. And since April won't share any secrets. So tonight we are talking sex teaser or pleaser. Mm. Which one are you? We're going to find out about these two chicks right here.
We will find out about her.
So,
always in hot seat.
So what does it mean to lead with sex? In other words, does bearing too much skin send the wrong message when you're dating?
I don't think so. I think you should be sexy.
Okay.
I want to date someone that thinks about me when he wakes up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Or when he goes to sleep. And I want him to think that I'm sexy.
Uh-huh. But does that possibly send the wrong message when you're dating,
like,
somebody new?
What? Like, I want to sleep with you on the first
night? Yeah.
Think so.
I guess he do want to sleep with you on the first day, right?
I want you to sleep with me. Well, I mean, let me know I'm hot. That doesn't mean I'm not going to give it up on the first day.
Right.
But
you be on the chandelier like, how did I get here?
So, but now tell me, is it possible for ladies, for us as women, to be sexy without men just assuming we want sex?
I think so. I think some women can be incredibly sexy, completely clothed. I don't think it's a necessary, I don't think you have to necessarily show skin, wear
right.
a short dress, wear tight pants, wear something revealing your cleavage. I think, you know, sexy is sometimes the personality of the individual to
mm-hmm.
us, you know, where I think sometimes today girls think that it's about how less you wear, how
yeah.
much less you wear as opposed to, you know, the full package. So I definitely believe you can be sexy and still,
mm-hmm.
you know, wear a pair of Tom Ford trousers and a Gucci shirt and, you know, have it, you know what
nice
I mean?
Like,
yeah, like, you know, and be slaying all day long and reeking sex. But today it's like wear a pair of thongs under a sheer dress and that's what sexy is. And I'm like, what did I miss a chapter in life?
Well, that is kind of sexy.
Wait,
all right, that is kind of sexy.
It is.
Oh, what are you talking about? I'll let you know, right?
But it's a time and place for that sexy to me.
Oh, now that's
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
So what is the time and place for that sexy?
When you're alone with your man. And not the whole world looking at you. You like, what in the world? Listen, I don't want to see nobody.
You mean
nobody.
Not Al Eboa?
No. Like, Al right. Eboa is a low back dress with, like, ooh, you know, like little booty popping action.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but not, you know, completely shared. Y'all going to be Eboa like that?
Look, let me just tell you something.
You got it,
look at here.
Jennifer.
Mom, you got it.
Yes. I am with you.
Listen.
That's why God didn't give me flat abs, because he knew I would be naked all the time.
Because I could go, I understand, because I said that about the boobs. I said, Lord knows. Listen, right after I had the kids and the milk was still in them, I was like, I'm going to the doctor's today. And I'm like, well, is you and the doctor getting it on? Because your shirt kind of low it, but it's like, boom. So I
yeah.
get it. If I had it, maybe, you know, I would let my boobs out every now and again.
Yes.
But then I feel like it does send the wrong message because, you know, I think certain men want certain things private, you know, and not public for everyone else to see it.
Okay, but do we get up in the morning? Do we want to look sexy for either the man in our life or a man? Or do we get up and say we want to look sexy for ourselves?
I look sexy for myself.
Yeah, but I think it's a difference.
What's the difference?
Because me wearing a sheer dress with thongs underneath is not sexy for myself. That has nothing to do with me.
But what if you put that on, you meaning anybody puts it on, and they do feel sexy? Like if I'm having a bad day or I'm dealing with drama at work, I want to feel better about myself. So I get up, I put on whatever I put on, I do my hair, I do my makeup, and the day just feels better.
So Diane, a sheer dress and some thongs.
I'm just saying. You get the urge, just go on and pull it on out.
I agree. If you in the privacy of your own four walls with your man, then yeah, let's be sexy all day. Matter of fact, pull this thing off and be real quick.
Oh my
but
goodness.
But I don't know if I could be out public like, you know.
Well, I can.
Right.
Right. Y'all go right here. I'm going to live through you too.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. So look, ladies, with all this talk about slut walks, yes, as we now have all educated ourselves, that are happening all across the country, you know, they're really speaking out against unfair ridicule of women for being sexual beings. So, singer Ariana Grande made her feelings clear because she recently wore a t-shirt that was posted on Instagram. And check out the message. Now, you tell me, do you agree?
Now, this my is pussy, my so choice.
So, first of all, she's like 10. Why is she wearing a shirt?
I'm a little confused. What is the my pussy, my choice? Meaning
you could do what you want.
You can do what you want. It's yours.
Okay. And your sheer dress with your thong.
Okay, I agree with that. I don't know how I feel about her wearing it.
Cause she's like 10. Yeah.
I mean, for real, she was with Big Sean.
For real,
do we really think she's that innocent?
A little, but I heard
little how, Jennifer? Short or little?
Listen, I'm 5'10". He's little.
Okay.
You're talking like you know from experience.
I don't know. I've heard things. I know people that live in Detroit. That's all I'm saying.
That grin.
No, not at all.
I know Ariana is 22, but when I look at her, she just seems like a kid to me. Mm-hmm. And I guess because she hasn't fully stepped into her womanhood yet.
Right.
But even when her and Sean was dating, it still just looked weird to me. Like, right. I couldn't, and I knew they both were legit and old enough, but it didn't balance. You know, it just seemed, I don't want to say pedophilish, but, you know, I just still see her as a kid.
Oh,
you know what
Lord.
I mean? So it was just a little weird. You know, some things is just hard to digest. Not that it matters to them, but I just, her being the advocate of this shirt, I'm like,
I don't know, but for me, it just feels very empowering.
So you would wear that shirt?
Maybe.
I absolutely will wear that shirt.
You know, like it just feels, it just feels very empowering. It just feels like, you know, it's my shit. I can do what I want
to
do with
but
it.
But does that need to be on the t-shirt? We know that.
Well, if I
sometimes
feel it,
yes. Sometimes you
know,
you gotta let people know.
I mean, Beyonce is selling t-shirts at her concerts of her in a thong.
She's Beyonce. She can do anything.
If she can do that, I can wear that shirt. Shoot.
Look.
Right. Shoot.
Speaking of Beyonce, I think she left the rest of her outfit in the trailer.
And now, if I look like that, I would have that on right now during
Diane
this
would
show.
Be at everybody's wedding. Every wedding she did, the bride would be like, what the heck?
I would never get a job, right? Showing up.
I don't know. I mean, Beyonce, I don't think we can even have a conversation in, like, we all, like, all hail the queen, you know?
I know,
like,
right?
Really?
Sex sells.
It does, but I just think that she keeps a nice balance that you're not offended when she does do this move because that's not her every day. You know what I mean? Like, she sells it, right, and then she's back into normal.
That's true. That's true. I don't know though. I don't know though. Because speaking of Beyonce, you know, some people say sexy, some people say slutty, right? So music lyrics, let's talk about that for a minute. So music lyrics used to be very subliminal, you know, about like, you got your girl and we walking in the rain, holding hands, you know. But now artists kind of just say anything to the imagination. So we were just talking about Beyonce and you know, that picture from Partition. But what about Drunk in Love?
Well, That, now that we have partitioned up,
what I meant was partitioned
to my husband. So I think that's normal.
All right, but she put it in a song.
I'm trying to do that to somebody. Right. I'm just
saying. I don't think it's not wrong with that.
But she put it in a song
because we like to hear it.
Wait a minute. Now this is for the same chick.
Because we grown women.
Right. That's coming from you, who said I can't wear a thong
I
with a see-through
dress. But I can listen and sing that when I'm in my clothes.
See, she was schooling people right there.
Listen, I'm trying to take the dress off, show the thong, and then get on the knees. Okay?
You heard it here live, everyone.
All right. So what do you think is racier, her costumes or her lyrics?
Probably her costumes, because just recently she's been kind of, you know, playing on words. So that hasn't really been something she's done a long time.
Right.
You know, now she like...
Well, with this album, we all met a whole new Beyonce.
Right. So I think...
I love every second
of it. Yeah. I think that's why I say more the costumes. Because this last album was a whole nother Beyonce. But she's pushed the envelope in certain areas with certain outfits for some time now.
Yeah. I think we met more Mrs. So, Carter with this album.
Oh, yeah. She's all grown up.
Yeah, how you doing? So, speaking of drunken love, what about this lyric about watermelon?
Genius.
Oh, I love it. One of my gay friends had to tell me what it means.
Really?
I was like, what does she mean by
watermelon? Everybody was thinking watermelon martinis.
I'm all for that.
So tell us what it means. What is the watermelon?
When you give an amazing blowjob. And your man comes and you drink it.
And those are the seeds.
All real right, simple. Mrs. Carter. So how much watermelon do you drink?
Whoa!
Inquiring minds want to know.
I definitely drink the watermelon.
Oh, okay. All right. And Mrs. Daniels over there.
If you're going to do it, go all out and do it. Don't do anything half-ass.
I like how you put that. How you put that.
I'm so glad you're here because normally I'm in the hot seat. I just think that if you have a man, he should never have to let anybody else taste his watermelon. Okay, that's all I was saying.
If you start the job, you finish the job. Right? When you clock in, at some point you clock out. You don't clock out till the job is done.
Right. I was going to say, you don't clock out till you feel like you're ready to clock out.
So clearly...
Wait, no. Roll back.
Wait. Who is hosting tonight?
This is conversation.
Well... You know, watermelon is my favorite fruit of the season.
We're not talking about fruit.
This is my favorite fruit of the season. It is hot. But I have a philosophy that no one will ever, ever fuck Damon better than me. Never.
You've heard it here.
In this lifetime, he won't have that again.
Damon, are you listening?
He won't get that again. So, there you have it.
Alrighty then.
I say make it memorable all the time.
Right?
Well, don't do it.
How you think Jay-Z felt about that lyric when he heard it?
Empowered.
Right?
Loving it.
He is probably like, yep. That's my chick.
Yeah.
That's my chick right there. All right. So, speaking of songs, there is another one. And I know y'all know this because I love it. Post to Be, Chris Brown, Omarion.
Yes. Like Rose Reese.
Hey, Jenny. What's her name, Jenny?
Janae Aiko.
Okay. Yes. See, I would have butchered that. All right. So, I may let your boy show for me, but he got to eat the booty like groceries.
Now, that's kind of nasty, though.
It just works with the song. It works.
It works.
It's catchy.
It is.
It's catchy.
Like, you just find yourself singing, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, because I think I sung it before I realized what I had just said. I was like, oh, my God.
Hey, I'm all for it.
You know, I say it's not a bad trade-off. I'll let you show for me.
Okay, let me just put it out there. I don't want my man's tongue in my booty like he's eating groceries. I'm just going to put it at that. That's a little nasty.
That is nasty.
Don't kiss our kids no more.
That is nasty.
No, I'm not.
That is nasty.
It's just too much stuff stuff that comes out of that hole. Like, what you going?
I mean, like,
so if deep.
If you just came out the shower,
Lord have mercy.
If you just came out the shower,
no, Jennifer.
I'm just saying
that is your poop shoot. Why do you want your man's tongue in there?
Wait. But have you ever? Okay, so they used to call it tossing salad, right?
Uh huh.
So I guess now, whatever, because the song is out. But have you ever had it done?
Have you ever
I cannot say I have.
Are you talking to me?
I cannot say I have.
Because you're the main one against it.
So I can't put my business out there.
Hello?
Did you forget what this show was about? I've sexually aroused near that area, but I do not want my booty eaten like groceries. That's just a little too much.
But they can eat it like ice cream?
Like a water ice.
Well, if you think that's bad, it took me forever to find out what truffle butter meant.
Oh, that's nasty.
That is so
you
nasty.
You get a bacterial
infection. That is so nasty.
Everybody that like truffle butter.
Right. Jennifer, share what truffle butter, oh the God, lyrics so really I, mean.
Wait, because I get this confused. So it's... it's anal sex, uh-huh. Right? And then you have...
Yeah, both holes are being pleased, but nobody's wiping anything off. And then the discharge becomes like a brownish mm-hmm. color, like oh, tan.
Uh-huh.
Because the booty juice that you want them to eat the booty like groceries, that juice is now being mixed with the coochie mm-hmm. juice. And then you have a new color. And yeah, that's just...
And I'll be in my car jamming.
Everybody jams the truffle right, butter. Omar right. and Jet jams the truffle butter. And I'm like... I just asked Omar. I said, do you know what truffle butter means? He was like, what? And I told him. He was like, how do you know that? You know he's on. How do you know that? I said, do you want me to pull out the Urban Dictionary? He was like, does my mother right. know what truffle butter is? Before me? I'm like, no.
That is nasty, though.
That's nasty.
That I'm telling you, that is a yeast infection waiting to happen.
That's more than a yeast infection.
I'm all set on that.
Right. All right. So let's talk about sexy photos. All right. So social media, you know, is filled with lots of sexy photos. I am shocked the amount of sexy photos I see on Instagram, because I guess it's just the new, I don't know, it's your own TMZ. Maybe people see it like that, right? I don't know.
Playboy and Playgirl.
All right. Right. Okay. I mean, really.
Well, it's all these Instagram models now, and they get... you know, 100 likes, and all of a sudden it's for booking information, and you're like,
right?
I'm sorry.
That is so true. That is so true.
Oh, okay.
I want to book you for some truffle butter session tonight. That's what I want to book you for. But, okay, so do you think that there is a difference between sexy and slutty photos? And if so, what is it? What is the difference?
I feel like I've been talking too much. You go ahead.
No, I think there is a difference.
Okay.
I mean, but I think it's all opinion because mm-hmm. it could be art. But I think if you are in your bedroom doing a selfie, your ass to the mirror.
Yeah.
And, you know, you squatted down looking crazy. I don't think that's art.
Okay.
I think that's slutty.
So we've all had our share of sexy photos. Now, Miss Jennifer Williams, I almost didn't bring mine when I saw this damn image of you because it made me feel real bad about myself.
Well, listen, I just have to tell our viewers that when Jennifer sent Diane and I her pictures, I instantly turned my computer off and said, I'm not sending my photos because I look like a librarian compared to her. I said, well, my sexy is so different.
Like
this
that,
is amazing.
That
to me.
Photo is,
I mean,
so dope.
Yeah.
See, that's art to me.
Okay. And I would agree. I'm not offended if I saw this. If I saw this, I would be like, okay, Jen, all right. Mm-hmm. I think you put another one up on Instagram one day, and I was like, I swear that is my booty. She just took my body and put her face on it. But yeah, no, amazing.
Speaking of booty, we do have one more.
That's the picture.
And that's not amazing.
Did you share that on Instagram before?
Yeah, I did.
I was like, I did not appreciate you photoshopping your head on my body.
But you know what I love, I think, the most about this photo of you is that it's in your house.
It is. Wow.
Yeah. Yes,
it's in my hallway. My house is very much dedicated to me.
Yes, it should. It's your house.
Yes, it's dedicated to me. And a lot of people walk in my house and they may think I'm narcissistic, but it's not that. I was married, and in my marriage, everything was about him. He was the star. He was this. He was that. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's a symbol of independence. Mm-hmm. It's my house. I have paintings that people have done of me. Uh-huh. I have artwork. I have photo shoots. And I just wanted it to be about me when I walk in, because I am paying the bills now. And it's my space. Right. And I don't know. I like seeing myself when I wake up.
I'm not mad, because I like seeing my damn self, too.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to make me go get a ladder and a white swimsuit.
Right. That picture just reminds me, when I look at it, go to the gym, bitch. Go to the gym.
Work it out, right? Well, I don't have a booty or a waistline that looks like that, but I do believe in showing off some of my best assets as well.
Yes.
Right?
The twins.
The twins look good. They're sitting.
You know, I was so happy after my breast reduction. See how perky they are?
Uh-huh.
No,
right?
They look good.
They're like not hanging at my belly button no more.
No, but you look amazing.
Thank you. But I swear, if they weren't, because they're smaller, but they're still too big. If they weren't so big, I would, I'd have that on every day, basically. I mean, you know,
why
basically.
Not? You look good.
I would wear it every day.
Like,
I would wear it every day.
I know, the crown is just everything. The whole picture is really
thank you. Thank you, Robert Ector. He's amazing. He's amazing. All right. So, April.
Yes.
I know you tried to avoid this picture situation.
Did y'all put a picture into me? Y'all better not have.
I just want to know why you didn't give us a picture of you.
Because I ain't had nothing to compete with that.
I don't believe that.
I was like, I'm okay representing my lane. I ain't got no assets like that to be given up.
I've seen your booty.
Oh, my husband would have had a fit if I had a booty shot up there.
But it didn't necessarily have to be with no clothes.
Listen, he's very overprotective of me. I did a waist trainer picture with over top of a dress. He was like, so we showing our body on Instagram? I was like, I don't know the dress. I just saw my arms. So I was like, okay. I could either give a picture that's a little bit revealing, and then he'll be over here. I got to keep my home happy.
I said, you know what?
I'm going to let my two friends go on and represent.
Yeah.
They did it well. And you know, I'll catch up with y'all.
You went home and just gave an amazing blowjob.
Listen, that only works for a short time, and then the next day he like, how did I miss this? Was that what you were? So I figured, you know what? I'm going to just skip it.
You know, I have to tell you that I must feel like my husband is sometimes like a pimp. Because I can't never be naked enough for him. Never. I mean, like, he, like, celebrates me and my body and all my imperfections.
That
and
is amazing.
No, it is. It really is. It really is.
Sean does that with me, but it's in private. He like, this is for my eyes only. You get the memo?
Hey, I tell you, if I could sing and dance, I'd be in a thong and some fishnet
like,
stocking.
Baby, yeah. Dance.
He'd be like, go now, go. So now there's another woman on Instagram. We all love her. I know I love her, but she shows everything. Literally. So, the latest selfie from Miss Kim Kardashian herself.
Oh, boy.
I thought it was pretty amazing. What do y'all think? Did y'all hate it? Did you love it?
Let me tell you why I hated it.
Okay. Come on, holy roller. Tell us.
I hated it because I felt like she was giving in to the pressures of the media.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this was just a shoot she wanted to do, like she's done all her 8 million others, then kudos. But I felt like this was, to me, this was different for her. Because, like, you don't have nothing to prove to none of these people. You can say I put a pillow in my belly. You can say I'm not pregnant. I got a Sarah. You can say whatever you mean. The people closest to me know it, and I just felt like this was feeding into the people that, you know, felt the need to pressure her about what's going on in her life, which really is none of their business.
I get that. However, I think when you are somebody as big as her and she's constantly getting beat up, constantly. Like, people always are always commenting on her life, on her body, on her marriage, on her her daddy or now her mama. You know what I mean? Like, just, it's always something.
Did you just say?
I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Wait, I caught that.
you know what I'm saying? Like, people are always beating her up. And so I think when you are under that much of a hot plate, eventually you're going to be like, I just need to set somebody straight.
But no. Because I can. She signed up for that. She signed up for that. That's what she wanted. Like, she's and been doing dropped. That her whole, I mean, I guess career. I
okay. Really so know. Have you never responded to a thumb thug? Are you saying that?
Oh, no. I definitely have. I right. definitely have. But
have you responded?
I can count on one hand how many times I've responded.
But you have.
I have responded. But let's take Beyonce.
Yes.
And people saying the same thing about her.
True.
Was she doing this?
No.
Same caliber women. I mean, what do you want from me?
Well, Beyonce actually has a talent. And Kim, you know, listen, I love Kim Kardashian. I think she's done amazing things with the platform that she has. But mm-hmm. her platform has come from...
A sex thing.
Sex.
Right.
And from... all of us wanting to know what's going on in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how she's made her household name.
Yeah. I'm not mad at it.
I would have preferred it been in Vanity Fair or somewhere as opposed to on Instagram in your house for the people that just have nothing but negativity to say.
Well.
Kanye probably told her to do that.
Right.
Yeezy
made her do it.
Girl, why you do that Instagram? Yeezy dog.
All right, so let's move on. So you're saying one thing, but your body's saying something else. So now let me set the stage for this next segment. All right. So you're out at a party. You meet a fine man. Ooh. You have great conversation, great chemistry. He's digging you. You feeling him. He's checking you out. He watching you when you walk by, you know, all that stuff. You have a couple of drinks. Ooh. So the vibe starts getting even better with him. And then things start getting hot and heavy.
Ooh.
And you decide to leave together.
Uh-oh.
And continue the party somewhere else. So do you do it to him that night?
Wow. Or do you wait till the morning when the sun is up?
So since April not going to share nothing, I'm just going to ask you, Jennifer.
Well, my life is an open book, and I've never had a one-night stand.
Okay.
So I don't think I would start now.
Oh.
I don't know.
No, you won't start now. That's good.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't think I would start now. I mean, I get it. I think chemistry is definitely important.
Yeah.
But for me, at this age, I want something more substantial than sex.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Is there anything wrong with having sex on the first date?
No, I don't think so.
It's not. What okay. do you think? Have you had a one night stand? I've never had a one night stand.
But I don't think anything is wrong with it in the sense that, again, I think for women, you know, when we have control over our bodies, right? And if we decide it's something we want to do, why does it have to be like a pawn? You know, why is it used as like, you do this and then I'll do that?
Right.
Well, I think one of the things with women is that, you know, if you decide to have a one night stand, that's
right.
fine. Let's just not make it a history of one night stands.
Right.
Right.
Because then you just a whole something else.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
And
right.
I
right.
think
right.
that's where the flaw comes in with women.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Usually you don't hear about women having a one night stand if it happens once or twice. But if that's your history,
yeah.
you're a slut and people out there talking about wait, you sleeping around having one night stands.
Okay.
So, wait, how are we defining one night stand? Because normally, it is you sleep with this guy and then you never see him again.
Right.
That's how I see it. Now, has right. it changed today? Because we've been
all right.
I
know, right?
For so long.
Okay, right. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, yeah. So then when you start doing that repeatedly, now right. now we have
mine always yeah. come back, so I definitely know.
You're like, I thought I got rid of you. Y'all, girl, you ain't get rid of me. You gave me that good, and
I'm still sniffing. Hey, April, what about you? Have you ever had a one-night stand?
I
have not had a one night stand.
Oh,
I have not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we are semi good girls. All right. So let's talk about giving up the goodies. Okay. So as we all know, Steve Harvey wrote a book that was very successful, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, right? And so in the book, he had this 90-day rule scenario that a woman should not sleep with a man at least until they've been dating for 90 days. So do you agree, Mrs. April?
No. Sorry, Steve.
Okay. So why not?
I don't. I mean, I feel like you can't put a number of days or months on a situation because it depends on individuals. Mm-hmm. It may be two, you know, people that totally dig each other. Mm-hmm. And what if you realize it at the 30-day mark? Would you gonna say, I'm not gonna give you no goodies because I gotta wait? Steve Harvey said to wait 60 more days. I mean, I feel like that depends on the responsibility of the individual. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if it's two mature people and you pretty much know you've done separated the meat from the potatoes and you know if this boy, man, or whoever trying to play around or if he really about what he's saying he's about, then I think two consensual adults can make that decision to bust it wide open and have some fun. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Did she just say bust it wide open? All right, but look, don't you think that there is some truth to men want what they can't have, right?
Absolutely.
So men want what they can't have, and men are hunters. So men like the chase. So, Jennifer, if you were dating somebody and you really liked them, but you wanted to make sure this may be your future spouse, could you hold out for 90 days?
I probably could.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely would not want to.
Right?
I think it's hard when you're attracted to somebody and you have this amazing chemistry and you do see this person in your life long term.
Right.
You're like, well, let's just go ahead and, you know, knock this out. Like, let me make sure it's good before, you know, I'm thinking long term.
Oh, my Lord.
You might sleep with him and he might be horrible in bed.
True.
Then what?
True.
Yeah.
But
that's scary.
I think you gotta know what you're working with before you can say
you sign a check you can't cash.
Right, exactly. Before you start talking about you want this person to be your spouse and that's all good, but if the sex is whack, that's not gonna work.
You don't think you can love somebody?
Well, I have something I wanna say about that.
Yeah.
You
I'm gonna be looking somewhere else.
Jennifer!
Am I supposed to please myself because you can't?
Well, let me just say.
They have tools for that.
With Sean and I, I remember when we first like seriously started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see him and we was laying on the bed. I had on my clothes, he had on his. And I was just singing in his ear. And it was really a sweet moment.
Did you have on a freakum dress?
I didn't have on a freakum dress. Well, it wasn't a dress.
With that ass.
Right.
Come on. Let's hear this one now.
I had on my clothes, people. Some of them. But anyway, I was just singing to him. And it was really a beautiful moment between us. But then he asked me, could he have some? And I was so taken back. Because I was like,
were you on his bed with that ass?
Right.
Doing a Beyonce move with your sex.
I definitely was doing a Beyonce move. No. But when he asked me, because in my mind I had already decided, like, okay, I've tried different routes that clearly did not work in my life. So I was like, I'm going to try something different.
Right.
And because he came from, you know, a first family in the church and all of that, you know, I knew for him spiritually, you know, he was trying to uphold.
Right.
He had, you know, he had already had a child that, you know, and wasn't married. So, you know, we both was just in a different place together. But when he asked me that, I was so taken back. And I was like, wait a minute. And, you
did
know,
you
we
feel
both.
Offended?
I did. I felt offended. But we laughed. Like, I felt offended for about maybe 60 seconds. And then we laughed. No, I didn't give it up. I didn't. And we really tried to hold on to that until, like, several months later after we were engaged. I was like, you know what? I'm just going
ahead. Wait, so he put a ring on it without trying the goodies?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I need to try.
He put a ring.
All right. Very, very impressive.
But now, I want to say, in addition to that whole 90-day rule, this day and time, You can do that all you want. Men do like a chase, but as soon as they catch you on that 91st day, they still don't mean nothing. They be like, peace.
That's true. That's true.
I drove that car. I knew I would. It was a matter of time. I don't like the ride. I'm going to go over here and see what else I can find. So, you know, it's a good philosophy, but I don't know how effective in today's time it really is. You know, like the dating scene, I'm like,
thanks. I mean, I'm out here single. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, you know, the 90 day rule works for some people. Devin Franklin, Megan Good, they did not have sex until they got married.
Oh.
That's their story, and we're sticking to it.
Okay. Lovely couple.
And now, look, NFL quarterback, what is his name? Russell Wilson. In Sierra, right? Yes. So he has said, and he kind of announced that.
Yes.
They are abstaining.
Yeah, I like that.
I actually love these two together. I don't know what it is because I'm so not into the whole celebrity couple thing, but these two, I do really like them together. Yeah. I think he's a little corny, so maybe that's why it works.
Yeah. I think he's corny, too.
That's not right.
The corny ones are the marrying kind.
I like the corny.
He's not corny. He's not corny. He's just not swagged out. Now, listen, he dresses nice because
What's the opposite of swag?
He's not. I don't want to say corny. Because corny, I wouldn't touch corny. He has potential.
Okay.
I think that I think they're a nice blend for a marriage. I think what he lacks, she'll have, and what she lacks, he'll give. And I think that's a great marriage. And I really hope this works. I hope they take their time. I hope they let God lead them. I know we're talking about sex, but I'm going to throw the Lord in there because I really like these two together.
What he said in the interview, he said God spoke to him and told him to abstain or however he worded it. But I really do like these two together. And I think that he is good for her. And, you know, all the pictures I see with
it's just
her son.
Balance. Yeah.
I think it works.
It does. What?
You always have bugs, flies, they fly your drink. And
that must be what's in my eye, because I can't see out of this left one at all.
I'm sorry, but I want to say, Russell, maybe you're watching just saying, I don't know. But, you know, I like that you're listening to the Lord. My husband did that, too. And then, you know, somehow the devil got in our ear one night. You be strong, brother, because we like where you're going with this. Keep on up.
Now, Jennifer, what if a man, you know, came to you like Russell and said, I want to wait?
Yes.
You would wait? You could wait?
Yes. She would wait.
Okay.
Yes. Jennifer would wait.
All right.
Jennifer is a crafty woman. Yes. She can wait.
I haven't had sex in months. I could wait. Like.
But Jennifer, now you were married. So, did you sleep with Eric on your first date?
No, absolutely not. Eric and I met. We were friends for a year and a half before we even really went on a date. We talked on the phone. We would talk for hours on the phone. But we didn't have sex for a really long time.
Oh, okay. Impressive.
You gave it up to Damon week three? Because we know you were friends for a while.
Damon and I were friends for, I think, 8 years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we were friends for a really, really long time.
Now, let me ask you this. While you were friends, did you see yourself having sex with him?
Nope.
It wasn't until he...
You know what? I thought he was corny.
Okay.
I didn't think he was my type.
Okay.
So I was just like... He was just my friend, and we were such good friends. And I was like, he corny, but he's so nice. You know what I mean?
Now she's like, he's a man.
But then the longer I was with him, I started being like, dang, I wish I could find somebody like Damon. You know, you'd be like, just somebody with those qualities, without the corniness, but with all those qualities. So by the time we finally went on our first date, I mean, I kind of did.
On the first day?
I did.
Cornball, no. He got the boots on the first day. But we ain't listening to you no more. No, stop it.
Oh, my God. I'm looking for a corny.
Oh, my God. No, but wait.
And he was so corny. And I thought he was corny. And the first date, I gave him the boots.
But see, by the time we went on that first date, I was already in love with him.
Right. You knew him.
Right. I was just like, really? He might like me?
So, wait. You were in love with him by the first date?
Oh, yeah.
So did you fall in love with him while you were friends?
Yes.
And you never thought about giving it up?
We were friends for eight years. So probably the last 6 months is when I started seeing him like.
With his clothes off?
Not with his clothes off. No. But I started saying like, wow, like maybe there could be something here.
We could be friends with benefits.
You know, I was just like, maybe. Cause he was just so nice. But you know, like after the first date was over, I totally felt like an afterthought.
Really?
Yes.
Because you gave it up?
Because I gave it up, but also because he whipped out his R. Kelly playlist.
Oh, like he had, I'm good for that.
He had a whole playlist.
No problem, boys. Like, you gotta watch.
Look here. I got here thinking I'm corny. He had like oil, like baby oil, you know, like a playlist. Wow. So I was like, Did you notice this was happening? Let me let this drip down your back. I'm telling you, when I woke up that next morning, I was like, I ain't going home ever again.
That's horrible.
I called my daddy. I'll be home in 2 weeks. Take care of Ryan for me. Oh my God.
But oh my God.
That's love, ladies.
Quiet ones, Jennifer.
That's what that love do to you.
I'm looking for a quiet one.
Yes.
I can be the loud one. I'm cool with that.
You're not looking for a quiet one. I hate every guy you date.
I know. She
I hate
does.
Every
she
guy.
Does. I need help.
No, because you want the wrong thing.
Oh God! Here
you
we
want
go.
The run? Okay,
so we're gonna do a show where we set Jennifer.
Yes,
up.
Yes, oh we are gonna do a show.
Okay, and we're gonna
figure it out. You ain't gonna have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm actually down with that.
Okay.
All right,
people, look forward to that.
Oh God!
All right, so let's talk about giving me body. So you know, society has us believe that skinny is the most attractive, right? Jen, I'm very jealous of your booty shot because I can't do that. However, there's a story on yourtango.com and it says there are 9 reasons why curvy women are better in bed. So I'll give you guys one. There is more cushion for the pushing.
Okay.
Well, if you know how to work your mouth, he ain't really working.
It's cushion there too.
So tell us about this mouth working.
I mean, this is kind of big, but
yeah, if your mouth can fit on the head of this, you got a problem.
I'm just saying, you gotta, you know, be able to know
pleaser.
What that mouth do.
A sex pleaser.
Oh, okay. Sex pleaser. Okay. They also say that curvier shapes enhance sexual positions because we're more flexible. Because of the extra skin and stuff.
Now, I don't know about that. Because if you got too much stomach, you can't put them legs too far up over your head. Now, that's a lot. You're going to cut off your own circulation.
Listen, if you can arch your back and point your toes, you are good. Okay?
So, Jennifer, is there...
Oh, God.
I know we talked about truffle butter already, but is there anything you won't do in bed?
I'm definitely not doing the truffle butter because I'm not into the yeast thing. But I'm pretty open. If I am feeling you, not the first time we have sex.
Okay.
Because I think you just, you know, you need to,
right.
to get to know someone. You got to have that chemistry. But once we're there, I'm open to whatever.
Okay.
So when do they get the finger? is that like in the beginning?
The finger. Or? We need a couple times okay. and then I gotta try it out and you know, cause you gotta work your way up to that.
Okay. And what about you? What about anal sex for you?
I'm open to it. I'm open to it.
Okay.
Not the first time.
Okay.
Not the first time. And I think it needs to be with someone special. Like, I'm not just doing that.
With anybody you
do. Right. And we have gone out to dinner like 2 or 3 times. And no. I think it needs to be somebody that you see yourself in a relationship with, or you guys are in a relationship, or you've been dating for some time.
Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. So, fair enough.
I can answer all the questions, and then
we just now. Listen, I want to know. What about you, Diane?
What about
I think
me?
I I just want to know, what about you? Do you enjoy anal sex?
No, I do not.
Would you have sex in public?
I have. And I would again.
You learn something new every day.
Listen, I'm all for the public sex. I think it just adds a different element, and it adds like a surprise. And
it's scary though.
No, that's what's good.
Be like,
what's
wet? Yeah, like my heart beat.
That's good.
I'd be like, oh my God.
You're out of your comfort zone, so it makes it exciting. Yeah. And it's
yeah, enjoying
it
that.
Should be memorable.
Yeah. Only time I felt bad as a little kid, Sauce.
Oh, that child will never be the same.
I felt so bad. I was like, Damon, we have got to go right now.
Was it daylight?
No, it was dusk. It was like dusk.
That's daylight.
Dusk.
All right. So, Miss April.
Yes.
All right. So, I know you and Sean didn't sleep together on the first night, but the first time you did sleep together, do you blow or not blow?
Mm. Give him a blowjob?
Yes!
On the first
time? On the first time.
Yes.
Amen, yes!
Listen. I had a ring on my finger. People, don't touch me!
I'm not mad at it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if God. I didn't like Sean so much, I'd go back pre-Sean and start asking some questions. So.
Well, did you give the wonderful Damon his first blowjob?
With that R. Kelly playlist? Do you think so?
No, actually, I didn't, because I have to tell you, I had not had sex for so long. Like, Damon is the first, like, real boyfriend I had since I had my daughter.
Oh, wow.
So I made kind of a conscious decision that I wasn't going to date because I didn't want random men around her.
Right.
So it felt like 85 years. So I thought I was just going to, like, lose my mind.
He's like, if I blow, I might bite. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you know,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. So one last question, lady. Yeah. So if you're in the mood and the only thing available is your hand, what do you do?
You by yourself?
Yes.
Oh.
You get to work.
What you going to do?
Sit there you like, make it happen.
I wish I had someone here. I don't know what to do. I mean, I think every woman should be in tune with her body.
So every woman should masturbate.
If you're having sex,
yes,
you should be in tune with your body.
So every woman should masturbate.
She should know how. Now, I'm not saying she should do it, but she shouldn't be like, I don't know what to do. What do I do next? What you mean?
I'm all for it. Use your hand. Use a rabbit. Use a whatever.
Oh, a rabbit.
You know that.
Yeah, I know. But at first, I was like, a rabbit?
All right. Well, ladies, I love when we talk about sex because I learn so much more about both of you. So before we wrap up, Jennifer, I want you to give our viewers your best sex tip and tell them how they can stay in touch with you.
Oh, my God. My best sex
tip? Yes. Mm. Your absolute best.
Try tossing a salad.
That's my
best sex tip
right now. Okay.
So you can definitely follow me.
What if people don't know what tossing a salad means?
Google it.
You can't tell them.
Google it.
How can they keep up?
You can keep up with me on Twitter at I am Jennifer and on Instagram at JenniferWilliams17.
Okay.
I think I'm going to tell the viewers that if you can be sexy with clothes on, you definitely can be sexy with them off. So try that.
That's
good. I'm not giving y'all no. I've said enough tonight. That's all I'm leaving you with, people.
Boring.
Keep on with me. And I am April Daniels across all social media platforms.
Well, ladies, I believe that the only way to a man's heart is through the best sex of his life. Damn what happens in the kitchen.
Yeah, because you don't cook.
But I'm Diane Valentine. You can keep up with me at Diane Valentine across all social media platforms. I hope you enjoyed the conversation tonight. We tried to keep it clean a little bit. I hope it was good. I hope you learned something. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christie, Tiana Hobson, and the entire VHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram at VHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of VHL or its owners or principals.